Flowers of the Entertainment District. Created by Opal Song. Fandom, Demon Slayer. Rating, General. Relationships, Jen. Also tagged for cross-dressing, gender exploration, sibling bonding, sex work. None of our main underage characters do anything more than public conversation and playing music. Unreliable narrator. Inosuke's worldview. And way too much nature imagery. Inosuke, Lord of the Mountain, sat before a shadowy, secretive beast, the likes he never encountered before. She was dressed in the many, many layers of fabric the women here kept trying to swaddle him in, and wore the painted markings that designated the middle predators. She was no middling beast. She'd snuck up on Inosuke when he was hunting the demon. She was no demon, but her stalking prowess left him in awe. He needed to get stronger. She was the wife of the Lord of Festivals, and she'd laughed at his yell when she placed a hand on his shoulder in the hallway. He could do nothing but follow her to this side room. He'd thought she was going to rain the wrath of the Lord of Festivals onto him for failing to find the demon. The sun had risen on the fourth day he was in this place, and he hadn't yet gotten a sniff of their prey. But she hadn't. She'd explained that this place wasn't like his mountain. The beasts thought they ruled, but they didn't. They came and rampaged every evening, taking and taking and taking, uncaring of the small animals that lived in the treetops. But they weren't the masters of the forest. No, those were the spiders that lived in each house. The beautiful creatures that led these beasts to the exact locations and positions they wanted them, and then took all they wanted. They let the beasts think they were winning, but instead they won, and eventually the beasts were too tired and wounded to return, the spiders having sucked them dry. Inosuke thought he would be stronger than all of them, beasts and spiders both. But the shadow beast wife of the Lord of Festivals, a prettier and deadlier spider than all the others here, said that his training here was to learn to be a spider, to study and learn their ways, so that when the direct beastly approach wasn't effective, he'd have other weapons. She also said he needed to stop destroying their habitat or the gods of this place would remove him. Inosuke was tempted to keep destroying so he could fight the gods, defeat them, and become the god of this place. But if the gods were like the spiders in charge, he wouldn't see them until he was dead. He would take the shadow beast's advice and watch the spiders in their nest, see how they caught their prey. Meanwhile, in Kyogoku House, the fourth evening passed, and Zenitsu was once again hidden in his small room with makeup running down his face as he cried. He knew he wasn't the prettiest girl here. He didn't even want to be a girl working in the house. He wanted to be one of the smooth men who gave the girls gifts and got served tea and tantalized with a sliver of skin, And maybe, if he was wealthy enough and favored enough by the girls, he would get to visit their beds. But somehow, the men all spurning him and the women laughing at his face and deep voice and ungraceful posture and bright, oddly colored hair hurt him. Today, their Oiran came into the main room and sneered at him, and then turned to coo at the one man who'd complimented his shamisen playing. And she told him that they could put a curtain around Zenitsu, so that they could all listen without being assaulted by his looks. Obviously, he wasn't getting anywhere in his search for the demon. No one trusted him here, so no one would talk to him about anything abnormal. Even the two girls he found bleeding in the Oiran's rooms 2 nights ago wouldn't tell him anything, even after he'd helped them clean up and didn't say anything. He kept an eye on them anyway. He wanted them safe, and they obviously weren't safe around the Oiran. No one was. One of the girls found him crying after getting rejected all evening and said, "You're not a very good woman. You don't even cry pretty." Zenitsu wanted to protest. "I'm not..." She talked right over him. "It doesn't matter. We'll make you a better one. You want to be pretty, right? And graceful and have all the men want you? That's what all the older girls want." He opened his mouth and shut it again. He didn't know. He was a man. Men didn't want to be pretty and delicate and desired and protected. Men were like Tengen with his 3 wives, a protector. Maybe not a good one if he couldn't contact them and let them get captured. And strong and flashy. Tengen wore makeup. Or Zenitsu was pretty sure that some of that was makeup. Which meant that maybe caring about his physical appearance was okay. Maybe he could focus on the flashiness and the rest would fall in his lap. He nodded to the girl. "Good. Take all that crap off your face. You look terrible. Have you never put on makeup before?" Zenitsu took it back. He regret this already. "Nezuko, wait!" Tanjiro scrambled after his sister as she left their room. A yukata stolen from Tanjiro's small pile of clothing accumulated while he was at Tokito House, covering her instead of her normal pink one. They'd been there for a week now, and Nezuko had woken 2 days ago and begun to get restless. Tanjiro was trying to search for the demon, but the scent seemed to come and go without reason. Only in the evening, so Tanjiro was relatively sure the demon wasn't hiding within his house. Nezuko looked his age as she walked down the hall, not a child or an adult. She looked around with bright, interested eyes at the late afternoon activities of the house and all the people inside, preparing for another evening of entertaining. Not that Tanjiro did any entertaining. His scar made him unfit for accompanying customers. The fact that he was a boy wasn't a problem, which made Tanjiro breathe a sigh of relief, given he'd only made it until the second evening before confessing. It was disingenuous to lie to his employers. "Oh, aren't you a darling thing?" That was their Oiran, who was talking to Nezuko. She reached for Nezuko's gag, and Tanjiro sped up, trying not to run as per house rules. But before he got there, Nezuko had gently blocked the Oiran's hand and shook her head. "A necessity. Does it have to be that one, or can we find you something prettier?" "This one works best, ma'am. But I think something else would be okay most of the time," Tanjiro said, taking Nezuko's hand. "Is this your sister?" their Oiran asked, sizing them up in a way that any of her clients and many other Oiran would be surprised to see. Tanjiro nodded, Nezuko smiling brightly around her gag beside him. "Yes, ma'am. She has a condition that means she needs this and can't speak." Their Oiran smiled gently. "She wouldn't be the first mute girl in the house, and not even the first with a condition like this." She paused and then blinked and said, "I'm sorry. I assumed you came to me to work." "Nezuko," Tanjiro supplied. Nezuko, I assumed you wanted to help your brother. If you entertained some customers, he would have more time to search for whoever he's looking for. Nezuko smiled brightly and nodded at their Oiran, and then turned wide eyes on Tanjiro. Nezuko shouldn't have to help, but she wanted to. They were in this together, and she was a better fit for this task than Tanjiro was. Tanjiro nodded too. Thank you for taking my sister into your care, he said, bowing. The Lord of the Mountain was conquering this new form of combat, the way he conquered every opponent he encountered. His hands were steady with his weapon, a brush dipped in the war paint of the spiders. They used this paint to camouflage themselves among the flowers. They tempted the beasts by making themselves look tasty and weak. Then they wound them up in their nets and drained them dry. Inosuke dragged the wet brush in a bold line across his face and grinned. He was getting better at this, and soon would be able to trap even the wiliest of prey. He glanced at the woman next to him, the wife of the Lord of Festivals, her weapon moving quickly but delicately across her face, and he scowled. She wasn't the top predator of this place, and that rubbed Inosuke wrong, like a boar going through a hedge backwards. She was the strongest and could have any beast she wanted eating from the palm of her hand, but she chose not to show her skills. She should be ruling this place. She was the alpha spider. He wasn't good enough to tempt prey from her yet. He could tempt prey from a few of the lower-ranked spiders, and had a few beasts he called his own. But he would be. He copied the alpha spider as they made their way to the center of the nest, Inosuke concentrating hard to copy her stance and movements. All the spiders and beasts acknowledged her as they entered the space. The beasts had hunger in their eyes for something not food, something Inosuke hadn't considered humans wanted before this. The other spiders were divided. Some were mean with hidden anger. The alpha spider called it jealousy. They sensed she was better than them and wanted her place, but weren't good enough to take it. Inosuke will be strong enough to take it. Hopefully soon. He didn't like having someone tell him what to do. He glanced around for the three beasts he had lured in during the moon he'd been in this place. They'd returned regularly and gave him gifts that made him better at his ploy. Shiny baubles that made the spiders coo and the beasts squawk. Go help Kinosuke, there's a good girl, said the old lady who kept the den. He didn't know why the alpha spider listened to her. She could take her easily. The beasts would all follow her scent to a den of her own. Inosuke also didn't understand all the spider's insistence on calling him a girl, and she. His genitals matched those they called men, and so he thought he was a man, like Tanjiro. However, all the spiders used she, and he is a spider here, not a mere prey beast. Inosuke stopped thinking about it and went to sit by the beast the old lady pointed to. It was a subtle point, much better for sneaky battle. He showed off his best stance as he did so. Much better than the three small spiders making faces at him from a crack in the screen door. The three smallest spiders taught him much, at first challenging him with every stroke of their weapons and then running to him if one of the beasts was too rough. Inosuke snorted. The stupid rough beasts with no knowledge of how this place worked. They rampaged around and ruined the den. They were no match for the camouflage Inosuke now wore. He could strike at them and they never returned the blow. Some of them even returned for further beatings. Ha! The smallest spiders had shown him a passage this morning, their prize, a slim tunnel that only the smallest spiders could slither through. They visited friends in other dens without the larger spiders noticing. Inosuke imagined popping out to visit Tanjiro and Nezuko and cackled. The beast next to him startled. Inosuke batted his eyelashes in the aggressive posture of the spiders. His skin was soft due to the rituals of the spiders, and one of his beasts had given him some oil. Not for his sword, so Inosuke was confused about how to use it, but it would make his skin slick and ease his way through the tunnels. He'd see if the tunnels were made by the spiders, or maybe, if he was lucky, he would find their true prey. The alpha spider came by and placed a soft hand on his head and whispered soft words that said she was pleased with him. It scattered all his thoughts like dandelion fluff and made him feel warm. It had been just over a month since Zenitsu went undercover as a woman, and the only progress he'd made was making himself more and more confused. Honestly, he hadn't even tried to find the demon. He didn't want to find the demon. He wanted nothing to do with the demon. He was here because Tanjiro had dragged him here, and then pretty girls had smiled at him. It was the pretty girls that were confusing him. He'd worked so hard at getting his makeup right and softening his voice and posture so that no one would call him ugly. And then one day, some of the girls in the house started talking to him. He'd nearly died. They were so pretty and nice. He wanted to propose right then and there, only he was pretending to be a woman, and women didn't do that. Or so he thought. Women were so affectionate with each other. Zenitsu was going to miss the casual hugs and soft touches in his hair. They thought he was one of them, and the longer Zenitsu was in disguise, the more he forgot that he wasn't one of them. Why couldn't he be a woman belonging to one of these houses? They got to wear soft, pretty things and entertain customers, which was much harder than Zenitsu thought it would be. There was a whole art to it, as complex as any sword technique. And be showered in endless compliments and not be in any physical danger. Zenitsu loved living in Kyogoku House and being one of the girls. He loved spending time on his hair and makeup and helping the other girls with their shamisen playing. He liked being soft and delicate. Zenitsu would never tell anyone out loud, but he felt right here, in a way that he didn't in the Demon Slayer Corps. He even liked entertaining the men, which he thought he'd hate. But they complimented him. They treated him softly. He liked when they assumed he was a woman. There was one special customer who kept asking for Zenitsu by name, by fake name. He used to be a client of their Oiran even. But apparently he proposed, which was a liberty that their Oiran hated, so she was giving him the cold shoulder until he groveled. Zenitsu had been wary. Their Oiran was terrifying and harsh, but this had happened before, and apparently he saw each of the other girls in the house and then went back to their Oiran and said none of them measured up. When he'd chosen Zenitsu, their Oiran had just made fun of his makeup and his voice, so he was snappy and a bit mean to this man who was hers. Only the man had liked it, which made sense in a man who liked their Oiran. He'd asked for Zenitsu every night since, and Zenitsu decided he didn't care what their Oiran thought. He was pretty enough to snag one of her clients, so she should stop making fun of him.
"It's a delight to see you, as always," the man said.
"I'm glad you think so," Zenitsu said,
voice soft but arrogant as the man liked.
"I have something important to ask you."
The man was bowing low, and Zenitsu shifted awkwardly. He wasn't used to this. He was no Oiran. He bowed to the men, not the other way around.
"Go on," he managed to get out.
He hoped it sounded haughty rather than awkward.
"Marry me," the man burst out.
Suddenly, Zenitsu understood every woman he'd ever proposed to. How dare this man put him in this position?
He couldn't marry this man. He was one of the Oiran's clients. Zenitsu didn't know him well enough to know he would take good care of her. And more importantly, she was a member of the Demon Slayer Corps. Even if she didn't want to be, she was. She had duties that didn't involve this man. Her heart pounded and her face flushed. She was immensely flattered, but also immensely offended. Zenko? A worried voice of one of her friends in the house came softly through the door. I'm sorry, I must see what I'm needed for, Zenitsu said, forgetting to be arrogant, and fled to her friend. The Oiran was going to be angry. So angry. Zenitsu was angry. That morning, their Oiran called Zenitsu to her room for a private meeting. Nezuko was so happy she could help her older brother with this case. He was so determined to get her back to normal, and she was determined too. She also wanted revenge against the demon that killed her family. She'd rip him to pieces. Her brother sacrificed so much and fought so hard against all these demons, and she wanted to help. But she spent so much time sleeping. She knew she had to. When she didn't, her brother's friends started to smell tasty. But she wanted to help. And this time she could. Her brother looked cute in his makeup and hair baubles and yukata, but Nezuko agreed with Koinatsu-san. He didn't make a very good girl. He was getting better at makeup and the fancy hairstyles. Nezuko loved when they did each other's hair. She was so happy that she could go out and earn their keep their cover, while her brother searched for the demon. It was a wily one. Even her brother's amazing nose couldn't pinpoint it right away. He'd even smelled her hiding a rice cake from across the forest. He was getting close, though, and Nezuko was getting a feel for the veil she wore to cover her gag. She was getting used to moving around again, and how close she could get to sunlight and how to interact. One of the house's customers couldn't speak either and used fun hand signs to talk. She was learning and teaching Tanjiro. It was nice to be able to talk to him again. I found it, her big brother cried as he burst into their room. And it has Zenitsu. Nezuko shook off the doze she'd been in. She was ready to save her brother's friend and beat up a demon. Tengen Uzuri was worried. It had been over a month since the young demon slayers had gone undercover. He'd gotten a message from Hinatsuru that she had Inosuke in hand, but still nothing from the others. He hadn't seen them since their first week, either. If it weren't for the boys' crows occasionally checking in with Nijimaru, he would have thought them dead, too. It was still worrying that he hadn't seen them. He'd been patronizing the houses in hopes of catching a glimpse of them or the demon. His eyes went wide, and he jumped to the side just before the ground rumbled. It was as though there was a very localized earthquake. The denizens of the Pleasure District staggered and scattered at the rumbling, and it was good they did. The ground heaved and bucked before bursting open. Out of the openings came a dozen lengths of pink obi. Hinatsuru, clinging to one with a kunai, and her working yukata rucked up around her knees. The most strikingly pretty girl Uzui had ever seen followed her, battered swords in both hands and yukata flapping open in a way that was certainly going to feature in many Pleasure District patrons' dreams tonight, provided they all survived. Inoko, Hinatsuru called, and the pretty girl turned and lashed out at the bit of obi his wife was holding taut. The cut piece of obi fluttered to the ground, where it oozed and slowly revealed another girl. Yellow hair pinned expertly and face striking for its abnormally strong features.
She gave a small snore, and an Obi swooped to scoop her up. Before Uzui could move, she'd grabbed the sword at her side and lightning struck. Pieces of Obi fluttered down around them, and of the women that were freed, two were the ones he'd been aching to see. His wives were safe, thanks to this Sleeping Beauty. Before he could go to them to reassure himself and them of their health, the door to Kyogoku House burst open and a female demon flew through it, followed closely by another. The first had an obi matching that which had eaten his wives. The second had an ill-fitting yukata over a very adult body and was closely followed by young Tanjiro, in his uniform and bearing his sword.
Inoko!
Shouted a young girl from one of the houses, and she tossed a boar's head to the stunning beauty with the swords. The rest of the battle was intense, with one demon revealing itself to be two demons and his wives refusing to flee to safety, and instead helping evacuate the area before returning to help fight. But they prevailed in the end. Only after the battle did the striking girl, in more ways than one, she fought like lightning, wake up and reveal herself to be Zenitsu. The demon working with them was Tanjiro's sister. Uzui thought she was younger. She was gorgeous with her fancy yukata and makeup and hair. Uzui was stunned all over again when Inosuke tore off his boar helmet and revealed the beauty underneath. He challenged Hinatsu to a duel to prove who was the best, and she only laughed. None of them were in the shape to duel anyway. Zenitsu interrupted softly and very shyly asked if she could keep being she. Tanjiro loudly and happily agreed, saying there weren't enough girls in the Corps and that his sister could use a friend who was a girl, Nezuko nodding beside him, which left Zenitsu grimacing. Uzui chuckled to himself. Being a woman wasn't an excuse to leave the Corps. Uzui left the younger Demon Slayers to it. The Corps would be in good hands going forward with these four involved. He had the lingering thought to offer a place as his wife to either Inosuke or Zenitsu, or even Nezuko. They were all so beautiful. He had done them good by asking them to go undercover for him. He walked away from the yelling, Inosuke challenging Zenitsu to a battle of seduction, Tanjiro loudly effusive in his support of Zenitsu's new gender, and Nezuko slumping to sleep at her brother's side, their crows circling them to guide the Demon Corps healers their way. The end. Reader's notes. Does Tengen deserve all the praise he's giving himself? Absolutely not. He did nothing but force our main characters into a dangerous situation.
If you'd like to leave feedback for me, you're more than welcome to. You can find the post where you found the podfic in the first place, and you'll probably be able to leave me feedback there. Yeah. Thanks for listening.